Oh yeah, they're a real good team. You know, Steve Slayton is a monster back there. Rookie 1,000-yard rusher, real explosive. You know, Chris Johnson type running back. You know, he can hit the hole real hard and gets downhill. You know, we definitely have to prepare for them. You know, Andre Johnson is again a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. They're doing a great job getting the ball to him. You know, it's definitely going to be a test for us, and we definitely have to be in the right game.
Does it help to play against a guy like Chris Johnson here to get a, you know, a little taste for Slayton? I know you played him once, but just to have CJ all the time?
Oh, yeah. You know, CJ is very special, and so is Slayton. So you get an idea of what to expect from Slayton. He's the only guy that actually had 100 yards on us this season. So it's crucial for us to get out to him early and put the ball in the quarterback's hand and let our secondary do their job.
I couldn't remember. Did you against you guys when you got those 100 yards? Did you take it by surprise, or what did you do?
No, I think, you know, there's certain plays there where, you know, people could have been in the right spot, you know, and he wouldn't have got those many yards. But take nothing away from him. He's definitely a good running back, and we know that, and we have to limit him off the gate.
I forgot when you cracked the starting lineup. Were you in the starting lineup at that point against him?
No.
Okay. So this would be maybe a different experience for you, huh?
Right. You know, I faced a lot of good running backs, you know, playing against Adrian Peterson, and he's an explosive running back as well, and so is, you know, Slayton, you know. He's a good running back. You know, he's the type of guy we have to get out there early, limit him right away, and shut down that run.
How much of it is a pride thing? We don't want that guy to get 100 yards.
It's just a real pride thing for us. You know, like I said, he's the only one, and we have a chance to get back after him this week. And you know, and our goal is to win this game and take care of business. So that's the main objective that we're trying to do.
Top two rookie running backs in the AFC, and two of the three guys will be fighting it out for AFC Rookie Offensive Player of the Year. Is that a motivation at all to make sure that your guy gets it instead of maybe Slayton or Flacco?
Well, Chris Johnson deserves it. You know, we're behind Chris Johnson all the way. So that means shutting this guy down, which we plan on doing. That's what we do. You know, Chris Johnson definitely deserves it. He's a hard-working running back, and I'm happy for his success so far.